It's no coincidence I wanna hang with you. Rise and fall together and travel is better in twos. Sometimes it feels like a magnet, the way that crazy always sticks with its own kind. I don't be
everybody, and welcome to Metaphysical Happy Hour. My name is Cassie Clayton. I am with Stargazers Unite, and I have here with us Tracy Escobar, who is my co-host, and I'll let her introduce herself.
Hey guys, I'm Tracy Escobar, also known as the Red Couch Medium. So great to be here, right? And we have a guest today. Woo-hoo. Go ahead, Cass.
All right. So our guest today is Carol Gino, and she is a New York Times bestselling author as well as a soul coach. So we are so excited to have you with us. And if you want to say a little bit about yourself, just to introduce yourself and let people.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Carol, godmother of soul development, because I went out with the godfather for so long, you know. So yeah, he taught me how to write, which is a lovely thing. But also, it's a lovely time to be around in this new world that finally is going to evolve from the world that we spent a lot of time sort of messing up. So now all the things that we're good at, all the senses that have no names yet, are the things going to be valuable, you know, as we start to get in touch with the more expanded world that we live in, you know, and we bring our soul to life with us. So we bring all of us to life. That'll be a fun thing.
That's going to be great.
Yeah.
I was looking at the introduction and I noticed what you call yourself, a transpersonal soul coach.
Yeah.
So for the non-woo-woo community, what does that mean? What does that even mean? Tell us what that means. What is it you do?
That means I have a master's in transpersonal studies, which means that when I was in Malibu one time with Mario on a trip that we went to, there's a place in Palo Alto for transpersonal psychology. And so for 2 years, I got to study with people who were studying consciousness and different cultural shamanic journeys and different levels of consciousness. And because I had a near-death experience, you know, all the stuff that we haven't seen, or that, you know, people decide reality by their senses. So if they can't see it and hear it, they don't think it's real. But if you think about it, there are people who are blind and people who can't see. The world still has what it offers many of us. So if we can develop the senses that we haven't yet, we'll be able to see the worlds that we are interacting with. I mean, Tracy, the worlds that you can hear, you know, going in, Cassie can, you know, some of us have great antennas, you know.
Yeah. How long have you been doing this kind of work? Like,
well, geez, my grandson died of SIDS in 1986, and a real angel showed up, bigger than a mountain, more beautiful than a sunset, and began giving me a map of the new world that would evolve. And when I kept saying, what is this for? What is this for? She kept saying, preparation, preparation. And I said, for when? And she said, you'll know. But the same as Freud was able to construct a map of the mind that is a belief system or a theory, he called it, it's now time to jump on to the anatomy of a soul, so that we know that what we call intuition and the other words that we have, the other feelings we haven't had words for yet, are going to become more real because we're going to begin to trust them more, you know?
So
that's what it means. I try to get people to understand their soul purpose and it's a blueprint for the life you live. Like my spirit always tells me I'm her avatar. Because I asked her one time, what do you look like? And she said, oh, that's funny. She said, you're my face in the physical world. You're my avatar, not the other way around. So it's fun, and they're fun. I love spirits of light because they have a great sense of humor. They're fun, and they bring more to you to life. They really do, you know?
I think that's beautiful. I want to hear more about your angel story because I just think that's fascinating. Lately, in readings that I've had more people connecting to angels than I've ever had ever. So, like, what was your experience with your first angel?
Okay. My experience was that the whole family was on their knees, man, after Gregory died. He was beautiful, beautiful baby. But the funny thing about it was I was never able to really see this baby. He always looked like fuzz to me, and he was too beautiful, you know? Well, when he died, I was in California. I had to run home and stuff. But my daughter began, she said, Mom, what's happening? I was lying on a couch and something said, get a pencil and paper, get a pencil and paper. So I said, well, get a pencil and paper. Because I had been studying, I knew Ram Dass, I went to Vienna with Jean Houston. I've been around for as long as time, you know? And I did know there was, hey, I saw Tony Robbins walk on fire for the first time at Open Center. So you know how long ago?
How long ago?
Was like 21 at the time. And so I was always interested in consciousness. And I always had the ability for my consciousness to leave my body, you know.
Okay.
But when I saw this angel, she really helped give us steps to healing, like 11 steps to healing loss and grief, and led us into acknowledging the more of us that we hadn't yet seen, you know. So, but yeah, beautiful. And my daughter, who was the channel for her, began a recovery center when we came down to Texas. I woke up one morning and one of my angels said, time to move to Texas. I said, Texas? I've never even been to Texas except on a tour. I did three cross-country tours. I said, Texas? Texas? And she said, time to move to Texas. Move to Texas. My daughter and her partner opened a recovery center for addicts. And now she's number one in Yelp for brunch. It's called Comfort Cafe Serenity Star. And in San Antonio, they have two big centers. And the angel in 86 told us that she would be doing something like helping people in grief get their soul eyes back, their soul spirit eyes back. So it's a way bigger world than we know. You know, people with all kinds of interesting friends without bodies, you know?
Yes. How old were you when you had your near-death experience?
It was about 45. So I guess, well, it was around in 86 the first time, yeah.
And have you had multiple?
Yeah, I had a couple of them. Yeah. One time, I got to tell you this because it was so cool. The first time a patient I took care of, because I was a nurse for a lot of years, and this man made me promise that when he died, I wouldn't try to bring him back. And I said, okay. And when he died, the supervisor came in to try to bring him back. And I said, don't do it. Don't make me hit you. Oh, God. So anyway, I let him die. He was a wonderful, wonderful man, a pediatric orthopedic. And when I died, this is what a little difference was. When my brain went blitz in 86 and my whole world, they took my left brain and everything like that. But what happened was the voice of comfort spoke to me. I felt like Heidi on a mountaintop.
Okay.
And I could see 360 degrees. It was all exquisite. I knew everything was perfect. And after a while, from out of the clouds came this doctor and he walked me back to life. Death taught me how to live. I mean, all those people I took care of, all those people shared with me that the most important thing that you have to know when you're dying is you're not going to regret what you did. You're going to regret what you didn't do. So go do it. So they made me a desperado, you know?
That's beautiful.
It was really wonderful. It was wonderful. And every one of those people, that's, I sold a million copies of that book, Nurse's Story. And then I wound up meeting the author of The Godfather, Mario Puzo, whose wife was dying, and I took care of her. I'm telling you, the reason I don't believe in manifesting your own reality as people see it is because my life is so much bigger than I could have ever imagined it. I just wait for the universe to throw down the next step.
Is that what you do?
I do. I just wait. I never know what's going to happen. I wake up in the morning and I say, okay, God, let's look for the good.
Yeah.
And once I do that at night, I say, thank you. I saw it. You know, every morning I say, if he gave me breath or she gave me breath or the source gave me breath, then let's make this day a full day, because I do believe God sees life through our eyes now. You know, we're an example of the dance on earth, because everywhere else there's one. It's only on earth that we get to practice relationships. And so that duality that seems an illusion is both truth and illusion at once. And we have so much to learn by being here and playing with each other, you know? Yeah. I love it. Yeah.
It's interesting that you said relationships are only here on earth.
Yeah.
Very interesting, because like in a lot of readings that I get, of course, people have lost spouses, right? And their biggest question, will they get mad if I move on? Will they get mad if I love again? I'm like, no.
Oh, they want you to love again.
They want you to love again. They want you to live.
Yeah. One of the other out-of-body experiences I had that was so great is I wound up going up to this place, and this was the funniest thing. I suddenly thought, oh, my God, I'm in love. I'm in God. Oh, how cliche. And then there were two little gold ETs that were talking behind me. And one of them said to the other, oh, my God, she just found out love isn't a verb. You can't give it, you can't take it, you got to be it. You know, that's why I love my out-of-body friends. They are so funny and smart. You know,
I'm writing that down. Love isn't a verb.
Yeah, love is not a verb. Yeah. Yeah. And
the other thing you heard,
Tracy, in the last couple of days, Cassie, this was so funny. Last couple of days, I heard, hey, life is an experience, but your life is your interpretation of your experience. And that's what you can change to wind up having the life that you want to have. You can't outrun destiny, but within destiny, there's a way to accept and appreciate the life that you have. You know, this is cool.
That's absolutely.
Yeah.
That's some really cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Let's talk about Soul Star Academy. What is that? What are you doing there? What's the purpose?
What I'm doing now is, like I said, the angel gave me the map. The map of the new world, the map of where spirit is. She said she was the high spirit of creative communications from the core group of healers closest to the one or all knowledge. I love angels with creds. I mean, really. So, but she started to teach me. She gave me a whole ray chart and gave me a way to figure out what people's ray they were on, what their soul purpose was, and how they could optimize the dance. You know, I have a spirit of joy and creativity who takes me. Two of my books called There's an Angel in My Computer and Yard Sale of Life. She took me, this is the kind of spirit of joy and creativity she is. She takes me to the Museum of Suffering.
Yeah.
She says, you want to see it? I said, no, why would I want to see it? She said, you will. You need to see it. And I said, all right. So we walk into this big museum, and she takes me to the Hall of Knots, K-N-O-T-S. And I'm looking at it, and there's all these acrylic blocks and round things. And in every one of them, there's a different knot. And
okay.
I said, what is this? She said, it's the Hall of Knots. She said, it's the cause of human suffering. She said, pain is part of life, but she says, once you have a knot, did you ever watch what happens to a chain that gets caught if you pull it? Once you resist, you form a knot. The knot is what causes suffering. If you allow, your life may have pain, but it won't be suffering.
I think that's so interesting. In a lot of my readings, I tell people flow and grow. Like, yeah. Just flow. If you're meeting resistance, then just flow the other direction. Don't force anything.
The hall of knots, you know.
The hall of knots, see?
The hall of knots, man.
I'll never forget the hall of knots. That's awesome. You do mention
everything.
I know. I got to hear that whole book, Angel in My Computer. You've got to explain that title. You got to.
Well, no, because one day I saw something on my computer that said, I was meditating and everything, but not really. And I was writing one day. In fact, I was writing Love and Marriage the New Way or something. And I saw something that came up on the screen. It was email then. It was before browsers.
Oh no. And
my email popped up and said, hi, Cranberry. And I thought, oh, this must be somebody who has the wrong person.
Okay.
And she started a whole relationship with me because she said she couldn't get me to sit long enough to listen. So she had to use the silicone chip on my computer.
You can't.
I'm telling you that's the one called There's an Angel in My Computer. And at the end, she shows me like what she calls something that's very better than pay TV. And with that, they started showing me movies that I was able to type and write. And so now I just ask her, she shows me a movie, I type, and just, the yard sale of life is a cosmic yard sale.
Really?
And yeah. She takes you through putting on the 8 coats of meaning. Oh. And the 8 coats of meaning are the coat of armor, the coat of truth, the coat of trust. Oh, you got to see this. I tried on the coat of truth. I loved it. It was like cashmere and baby's butts and puppy dolls' tails. I loved it. She said, you better try it on. I tried it on and I said, I love it. And she said, I said, can I have it? And she said, does it fit? And I said, no, it's too long and the sleeves are too long. And I said, but we could always have it altered. And she tore all the backwards. And she says, I've taught her nothing.
I've taught her nothing.
Alter the code of truth. I cannot believe this. She wants to alter. So I said, well, how am I going to wear it? She says, you have to grow into a code of truth.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's the 8 codes of meaning. And yeah, on carolgino.com, they're even giving away some free stuff. Carolgino.com, Roshana's Magic Garden is Roshana. She's my spirit of joy and creativity. And she is so funny. She tells me to tell you, she loves that she's meeting you because she's a bright light and she wants you to know that you're a bright light as well.
Aww, we love that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. So how many books have you written? I want to know.
8. Something like 8 or 9. A bunch of bestsellers. I finished Mario's last book called The Family. I mean, doesn't it strike you as so, God is funny, whoever he, she, or it is, because I was a rabid feminist. And he sticks me with the godfather, the head of the most romantic patriarchy going.
God's funny. Yeah, I know.
Very funny. Yeah.
He's very, very funny. So yeah. I don't think we ever answered the question, Soul Star Academy. What is that?
I'm putting together a virtual place where all of us who understand and know our souls and want to find and see how they grow and develop and how we can make them all they can be so we can be all we can be. It's a Facebook group.
Okay.
That I'm doing now, but I'm also, I'm going to be teaching writing through some of that stuff too, like Write to Heal and Your Life is Your Legacy. Because if we don't tell our stories now, as we're moving on to AI and everything that thinks they're going to perfect us, we need to have human stories written on our cave before we move on to the next iteration of humanity. We want them to look back and know all we were. Okay. So, and some of what we were has no words yet. So we have to try to put that into words, you know.
Gotcha. So people can go to that Facebook group and
They can go to our page. They can go to Soul Star Academy page, and then we invite them to the group. And
Yeah.
There's a lot of fun stuff happening on there.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Any questions out there yet, Cassie?
We have a lot of people on the chat. I actually did want to kind of address one conversation that is going on in the chat right now. We do have somebody named Robbie that is, it seems like they're in a pretty bad place right now. I'm not sure I want to put the messages up for like on the screen, but maybe we could just give them maybe just a word of something that could help them through this dark time or whatever. I know we're not quite at the reading part yet, but I just thought it would be a good time to kind of just.
So maybe like this address was just kind of maybe going on collectively and how people are feeling, because there's a lot of people going through dark times right now. Like, what would your advice be like in general?
Well, I think that really everybody should know that this time is a reset, that we're going to have to take the values that we want. We're going to have to look inside. We're going to have to save the values we want to take with us. And we're going to have to start looking, you know how like they said, essential workers, we're going to have to start valuing service, valuing each other, understanding the reality of connection and how none of us are alone.
Yeah.
I think the idea that we're alone because we can't see our helpers around us has fooled people. But as we were talking about before, if someone's blind, the world doesn't disappear. If someone doesn't know there's angels around them or helper guides and everything, it doesn't mean they're not.
Right.
The fact you don't remember being born doesn't mean that you haven't been born. We've all had a lot of lives, and whoever is going through really dark times now should hang on just a little bit, because there's a lot of light beings infusing our area now, and each of us has to look at the part we need to play in our, we need to change the crown of thorns to a crown of daisies. We need to know that there's joy in life, because that's what offsets the suffering. And the source of creativity doesn't want us to suffer. That's not, suffering.
Yeah, perspective is everything. Remember we talked earlier, it's not happening to you. Just change, it's the perspective you have on what's kind of going on. I'm just a big believer in going within and changing you and working through your stuff, right? And then that way outside things just don't affect you the same way. We talk about flow. You're
right,
meeting resistance, just go the different direction. Just, yeah, don't worry about the past. Don't stress over the future. You live in the present moment and just be and heal that inner child within you. And it'll all be okay. I'm just, the answer is always going back within. Just go within, right? Just get to a place of happiness from the inside out. And then I'm telling you, when you reach that place, nothing can affect you in a negative way. It's just so powerful to be there. So I encourage you to do that.
Tracy, if they're in a place of pain right now, they can even sign up. And this thing, we just put together this little booklet, The Inner Journey, How to Wake Up. And this is all about the inner journey, if they want to know the next step. So if they go to caroljuno.com or whatever that sign is,
It's a free ebook, so go get it. Maybe that's what you needed. You needed to be here today. You needed to hear some words of encouragement. You need to be directed to this book. Feed your mind with the positive stuff. You just got to. You've got to take control of it.
Yeah.
Thanks for reaching out, though.
Yeah. Also, I just wanted to mention really quick, Carol, I don't not sure if you've mentioned this or not, but you have a series coming up that is all about people who have lost during COVID and the grief that since we've all kind of been secluded during this time, and there has been a lot of loss this year. So do you want to tell them a little bit about that, those events that you've got coming up?
Yeah, that's Soldemic. We're on, Soldemic is on Facebook too. And Jonathan Trone, who does self-love, Harold Benias, as also Direct Connect to Spirit. And I do this, for the next 4 weeks, we're doing this loss and grief. So anybody who wants to come, it doesn't cost anything. It's 3:00 Eastern every Tuesday. And then they can also join Soul Star Academy anytime and get that free book. And I'm doing another free 7-day thing. And then I'll be on I think the 3rd live, so they can ask me anything. Yeah.
Absolutely. So we've got some good resources and things like that for anybody who's feeling loss or grief or going through a really hard time. Definitely reach out. You know, you can always, you know, reach out through our Facebook pages or anything like that. So
yeah, you can write to Soldemic. If they go on the page and write something on Soldemic, Jonathan O'Carroll could even pick it up too, because they're very good with that.
Yeah.
Hang in there. We love you. Sending love. Yes.
Sending love.
Hey, Carol, I was looking through your Facebook page too, and just some of the things that you teach, and this may have something to do with some stuff, so that's why I'm bringing it up. How important is it to recognize that inner child and heal that inner child and the whole inner child talk? For people who don't understand our talk or woo-woo stuff, like, what is that about?
Okay. Every one of us has a wounded child that if we take care of it can wind up being a divine child. But what it is it's our place of truth. You know, we fall from wherever we do, the light or whatever, to earth. We come in as perfectly pure little human beings and the programming starts. Most of us are wounded, even if our parents or whoever didn't mean to wound us. There are so many of those wounds that we can heal ourselves. We can be our own parent. The fact that we don't remember being wounded in any way, well, we don't remember being born either, but we have been. So if we go back in and we start to treat our own inner child the way we would an outer child, because it matters in every way, because picture the difference between a kid who was an orphan and had no support, or a kid who had loving parents and everything. They know how to navigate the world better. Every time you're in a relationship with somebody else and you find yourself throwing a fit or getting mad or whatever, from a child is saying, hey, there's a trigger here. There's something that needs to be healed. I need to be helped. And you need to take time to go in and talk to your inner child. Tracy, you would laugh so hard. It took me 6 months before I could get my inner child to talk to me. And she said I had ignored her for so long. When she finally came out with her complaints, they were written on toilet paper. So, I mean, just some things that once you see the difference between children who are loved and nurtured and safe and children who aren't. And you see how their lives grow and go differently. We need to be able to acknowledge that there's a part of all of us, men and women alive, who have a child that needs to be nurtured and brought up. And we need to spend that time with ourselves and that inner child in order to be all we can be, you know?
And it's interesting. Does that become your responsibility? So instead of being a victim to your circumstance, is it your responsibility to heal?
Yeah, there is no victim, because we're all part of making our life up. But yes, if you haven't gotten the kind of experience from life that you believed you are owed, then simply what we need to do is help that kid. And therefore, because it's also our place of creativity.
Right.
It's our place of joy. It's what allows us to touch truth. It's the place that stays connected. And it's a big part of our survival, because little kids fight like mad for what they believe. And we don't, an inner child does not have a rational mind like ours. So right. It tells the truth all the time, where a soul mind is what drives our soul, and that's part of our inner child as well. So if you want truth, go to your inner child. Your soul knows the truth, and your inner child will tell you, and then you can, you're in a position where you can help heal it and say, let me listen, you know?
Yeah.
Somebody needs to listen.
So we do have a quick question. Lisa Steckler is asking, how do you spend time with your inner child? Just go quiet and ask questions and listen? Or do you have any advice for her on that?
What do little kids like to do, man? I do the things that I like: coloring, I like drawing, I like playing with flowers, I like dancing like a crazy person, listening to loud music. Just sit down quietly, say whatever prayer you do to protect yourself, just as a general, cover yourself with white, say, okay, may only what's good for me and all be given to me. And then say, hey, I've been waiting for you. And sometimes they even will give you a name, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. I've never dealt in the concept of inner child, so I think it's really interesting.
Yeah, it's great. It is so exciting, because the truth that kids see breaks through a lot of the illusion that our rational mind has made up to make us sell out. Little kids don't know how to sell out, you know? I mean, you could bribe them with candy, but it doesn't last long. But, you know, take them for a swim, take them to the park, sit and be the kid you never were.
What's the goal?
The goal is to help heal the wounds enough that, and get rid of enough programming that what you do is let your essential inner child know that they're the divine child and they're what's running you in this world. And a partnership between you and your child, first of all, you never feel alone until you start to try to betray yourself. And then you know that you pissed the little kid off or you're selling out. You know, the more of us we bring to life, the more of us we'll bring to our world. And what do kids want? Kids don't want to be bankers. They want to do service. They want to be cops. They want to be firemen. They want to be nurses. They want to be doctors. Kids know service is important, you know?
Yeah.
I'm wanting to hear what your inner child has to say.
I'm wanting to hear it too. I need to spend some time with that inner child.
Do it. Yeah. You'll be so surprised. The most fun is when the character your little child is comes up and surprises you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about, I love these topics because it's just like fun talking about it. How much do you think our past lives affect our current life?
As much as our childhood affects our life now, because in other lifetimes, I remember having a life as a real cripple. I mean, this time I had a stroke, so it's a pain in the ass because I had to learn to walk again, and it took a lot of work and stuff. But I remember a life as Johann in Rome and being at the bottom of the Spanish Steps, and I was the cripple, that gypsy that they used to drag out every morning, and I used to have a cup, and I used to collect all day, and then at night, the whole troupe would drag me back to the alley, and I was always a breadwinner, and bring me the soup, and we'd dance and everything like that, and I remember the day I died, the day they left me there because they forgot me, and I froze. And I remember as my consciousness left my body, I looked at myself and I thought that was a poor but noble life. And so now when I had the stroke and I wasn't able to walk, I knew that there was still nobility, even if there didn't have to be. And your lives are like that. You know, you're either a healer for a long time, then they make you a sick person so you can know what it feels like. You know, we're all going to walk in each other's shoes, you know.
Yeah.
And the farther you go, the less judgmental you get, you know.
I think it's so interesting, just for our listeners, just to understand, like, you become the product of your surroundings, your environment, your thinking, your perspective. And the minute you can just kind of raise out of that and see it from a whole world perspective or whole soul perspective, it really does make life easier because things aren't happening to you. You're understanding now that things are happening for you and about you and for your growth. And so it just makes life easier to deal with. So,
well, if you,
go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like the thing that I think Carol Miss was the one who said at one time, we can all live in the same apartment building, but those who live on the second floor are going to have a different vision than those that live on the penthouse.
Yeah.
And so that observer that we are, that from spirit level, can see with a little less passion than we do when we're on the second floor and we're just boxed in.
Yeah. No, it's perspective. It's soul growth. It's just fascinating to me. If you had, like, we're getting to that point in the show where we start doing readings. So I wanted to tell you, if you had a message just to give the collective right now, what would that be?
It's going to be okay. It's going to be better. You just have to bring all of you to life because there's a bunch of kids inside all of us waiting to make the world a better place. And in a child's way where it's simple and kinder and where we are all connected so that being out in the world is like going to the playground and discovering new things every day. Yeah.
And I will just say as I'm reading the comments and the flow, I think our viewer, Robbie, that was your message.
Yeah.
That was the message that's telling you that, yes, you are going to be okay.
Yeah.
And I hope you do reach out to some of the people who have been on this feed and also to some of the resources that we have available. Things like, you know, that like
Soldemic on Tuesdays, and they can put a note in there now.
Well, and also Soldemic is a show that I help try to promote through Stargazers Unite. So you can find it coming to my Facebook page as well. Mm-hmm. So I hope
go ahead. Sorry.
So for Robbie, I hope that gives you a little bit of peace.
Sending you
all back. Right. So
I have one from TikTok that I want to, I'm going to bring this one up just because I want your perspective. Cause I get a lot of this and people who book readings, and I know you do readings, right? Do you do readings? Like, soul mapping readings? What kind of readings do you do, Carol?
Generally directions, just to get them to go in and find the worlds within, because each of us has a life, like I said, but our life is interpreted by the way we perceive it, you know? So, go ahead.
What will we say to those people? Because there's some on TikTok who are asking, and I want your wisdom to help answer it because I think people are keep focusing on the wrong thing. So I have someone asking about, is Jason the one I'm meant to be with? Are we meant to be together for the rest of our lives? So those kinds of things.
Okay. What they have to know, number one, is a soulmate isn't only a love relationship. A soulmate is a crew member on the same journey. So you're not only going to have one soulmate. There are other people, and if they can learn something from Jason, they'll be there, and then they'll move on. But soulmates, yeah, that person will meet as many soulmates in this lifetime.
Right. I think we get stuck on, are they the right one? Instead of being present and living in the moment and taking the experience. It's about the experience and what they bring to you and the lessons they bring to you. With free will, it's really hard to predict if it's going to last forever because his journey may take a different direction. We just don't know, right? But again, stop living, regretting the past, stop worrying about the future, just be present in the moment and live for the experience. I guess that would be my answer to people who are just so desperate to know, are they the one? I don't know if they're the one. It takes two people willing to work it out and that takes a lot. So enjoy the experience. Is what I would tell you. Enjoy the lessons, whatever they're there to teach you, and maybe it'll work out in the end. But it's all about, you could be gone tomorrow, we could all be gone tomorrow, right?
Right.
Staying present.
The love that you give, you have to have the love, because the love that you have, you can give to almost any object. Once you realize that the love exists within you, then you have choices that you never believed you had before, you know? So ask what you can give, not what you can give.
Exactly. So there you go. There's some words of wisdom from a different perspective, because a lot of people come to us with such a 3D perspective and how it's affecting me and me and me and me. And when you zoom out and see it from the soul perspective, it just becomes different. Okay. All right. Anything else, Cassie? You got anybody else out there?
Well, we have one question that came up during that reading. So Vicki would like to know, are there many soulmates?
Yes.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think that there are.
So let me give you some feedback. Vicky's husband's passed away and she's had some readings and she's on a journey. And so there's another love out there for her. And I don't want people who've lost husbands to think that that's it, right? There's more to come if you want it, if you want love and you want to experience it. What do you say?
I think yes, because I think that the people who come into your life for a reason, people can come and go in your life, but every person that you're supposed to have met has still come in. And so I do believe that somewhere on your soul level, like that is a soul mate, somebody who is supposed to be there, even if they're there just for a short period of time.
Yeah.
So
that doesn't mean you have to live life and not love again, right? I think,
right.
Isn't that the purpose of living? To experience relationships, to experience love, to experience more lessons for more soul growth, right? Perspective.
Absolutely. So we do have a question. Lisa Seckler asked it a little bit earlier in the show, and she said she's just feeling at a loss for how to bring more meaning into her career.
I want to pivot and make a big change. I just feel stuck and noticing a lot of fear of failure and success. Gina, got anything for her?
This is funny because every place that you make a mistake, those triggers that you're afraid of and stuff are the things that tell you more about yourself almost than anything else. I mean, all the people I took care of who were dying kept saying, I'm sad about what I didn't do, not what I did. Just take a shot, Lisa. Take a shot. You'll find, you know, sometimes we find out more about who we are by knowing who we're not. So if you're not happy where you are, make a move.
Make a move.
Just, you can use the key, get in, make a move. Because if you don't like it, you don't have to sign up for life. Just change it then. One of the things is we have loads of opportunities. Yeah. I mean, when I met Mario, I was like almost 40, right? And I spent 20 years with him. So come on. Yeah, Lisa, move on. Move on.
Flow, and flow.
There's great stuff for you to encounter in life. There's great stuff.
Make a move, make a change, flow and grow. If you're meeting resistance and you're not, your job in this lifetime is to find happiness, be happy, and find unconditional and be unconditional love. I mean, it's so simple that we as humans make it super complicated.
Right.
Change. Yeah. If you're not happy, make a change.
Okay? Yeah.
Do a soul journey. Find out what's going to make you happy. Go within.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's inner journey has as many stars as outer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I tell me 5 years ago I'd be a medium doing podcasts, writing a book, doing readings. I thought you'd be crazy. Life took a turn.
Yeah.
Right? You just take a turn and you flow and you grow. That's what you do. Follow the breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
So we've got Tammy Pennington, and it's just a general see what we got.
Tammy Pennington, are you getting anything for me? Oh, let's see. I'm going to pull a card.
Yep.
Okay, so I pulled one card for you, Tammy, and it's the potential card, and it's time for you to think big for your future. Nothing's off limits. And again, we create this reality we live in. We create create. So use your creative powers and create what you want to create. It looks like it's got the crystal ball. It's like, really, your future is up to you and what you want to make out of it. Okay. So I would say go for it. Make those changes that you're needing to make. It's time. It's time to be happy. And mm-hmm. don't think small. Think big. The worst that can happen is it doesn't happen. And that's okay too, right? Just flow. Cast what you get.
And well, I got right along with that. I got the Shujalite card, which is own your own divine power.
Yeah.
And so like, I love this. I love it because just the, like she's sitting there with like gold in her hands, like.
Beautiful.
Just to own it. Power. Yeah.
You have, people get stuck and they don't realize their own power. Like we have all had the power of, you've had it all along. You just have to go find it, right? Just find it. Someone on TikTok said, what direction should I take in my marriage? Huh. So I never tell anybody to get divorced ever, ever, ever. But this is your life. This is your journey. This is your experiences. And I want you to see it as such. If you are not happy, you change things and make yourself happy. It's so simple. But we just make it so complicated. So find happiness. That's what I would say. What would you say, Cass? And then I got let go and have fun. Let go and have fun. Okay, go ahead.
I got the Citrine card, which is unnecessary worries. And also like my favorite thing about Citrine, because it's one of my favorite stones, it is like the vibration that Citrine sits at, it's ultimate joy and abundance, and it's one of the highest frequency stones. And so just release the worries and go for what you want. And I just also want to take a moment here because we've got some questions and or some people asking for more of mediumship readings. So I just wanted to say mediumship because it requires a different set of skills. We don't usually do those on air unless something just happens to come through. So we do see you, we do hear you. I just wanted to say, you know, that's more of a private reading type of booking.
For me, it's a private thing. It's an energy build kind of a thing on a mediumship reading. It's just not something that sometimes it'll come through really quickly. And if it does, I always say something, but it's not something that I do on live. So if you can find me at the Red Couch Medium and book a reading with me, we'll do it there.
So
sacred time.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? Who else? Who else wants a reading?
Let's see.
Anybody else?
Melody says she would love a general reading.
Hi, Melody. Sorry. I pulled a card for you and I got enlightenment. It's time to pursue your own spiritual growth. So anytime I get these cards, I just want you to find the magic within you. We all have these innate abilities deep within us. We were all meant to awaken, I believe, right? That's kind of the journey. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to wake up. You can go read Gina's book. What's it called, Gina? The Inner Journey, How to Wake Up, right? Yeah. But we're all spiritual beings and we're all here and it's time to start your own spiritual growth and enlightenment. And so that's what I would be pursuing right now. Concentrate on you and your healing and your own spiritual journey, okay? Kasi.
I got the clear quartz card, which is let yourself feel all your emotions. If you think about it and you take a quartz out into the sun, especially if it's a really clear quartz, you get the rainbow effect and you just get rainbows that are being cast everywhere to all sides. And so it really is just all the good things with the bad and learning just how like to be okay with all of them.
Yes, love it. Love it.
Carol, do you have any words of wisdom for this person?
Wow. Oh, a general reading. Hey, it's a great time to be looking forward. There's so much we can fix. just by being ourselves, just by being authentic, just by sharing our stories with each other. Because if we all shared our stories, nobody would feel alone. And nobody would feel like such a dope, because they know everybody feels like a dope at one time. I mean, that was one of my greatest treasures. I was so dopey, I didn't even know what the next step was going to be. And then the universe always, hey, Florence Nightingale popped up to tell me I should be a nurse. I never even thought of being a nurse. I wanted to be an English teacher. I wanted to be a lawyer. A nurse? I never thought of it. It was 20 years of the best years of my life, really. I loved it. It was magnificent, you know? Better than the red carpet. Yeah, it was good. Yeah. It's us. We have to make the world now. Let's review.
We do.
Yeah,
we do.
Do you have anyone on?
So Brittany, actually, let's see. Well, Brittany said she'd love just a general reading. So Brittany, I pulled a card for you, The Illusion. It's time to embrace the truth. And it's a really pretty card because it's all about reflection and self-reflection. Looking at us in the mirror and understanding that how people treat us and react to us is just a reflection of their own pain and their own stuff. So it really is just a reflection. So just understanding the illusions of the world, and I know you personally because you're on this spiritual journey yourself, and I know just a little bit about you, but embrace the truth. It's going to be an interesting ride for you. People are going to change because you're changing, and then that's okay. So I also got let go, so you got to learn to let go of some of those people too. So good luck. Yeah, I don't know which way I'm looking because she's on both places. Hi.
All right, we've got Esther. General reading.
Hi, Esther. Esther, that last name. Where are you from, Esther? It's beautiful. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right, Esther. Esther, I got the Epiphany card, and it's all about seeking clarity. I don't know if you're in a spot in your life where you're trying to gain clarity on certain situations that are going on, but it's all about self-reflection and going in and just asking for clarity. We talked a lot on the show about your inner child. We talked about going within, and so I'm going to encourage you to do the same. Go within, find that inner child, seek the clarity that you need to move forward in life. I think this is a big shift coming for you right now in your time. And so I think this is like the perfect time to get this card for you. It's time to go within. It's time to find that inner child and seek the clarity that you're looking for, what your purpose, why you're here, what's your soul's purpose to be here, and go from there. Kath.
The card I actually drew for this one, it's called, it's the Florite card. And so it says natural beauty and authenticity. So I feel like it's just really like, if you're feeling like you're not quite like sure who that is, just taking some time. Fluorite as a stone itself can be very, it's a lot for structure. It kind of helps you build that. And it also comes in so many different colors. It's one of those stones you can find in purple and green and purple and green in the same stone and things like that. So it's a very unique stone. And so, it's just, I think it's just, as you're going through this process, just finding that your inner beauty in all of it.
Yeah. Awesome.
Carol, how about you?
Well, let me say, I was just actually, I was sitting here and I was thinking, I was looking up Tracy's numbers and it looks like she's on a 9, which is a seeing ray, which means she's doing exactly what she's supposed to do because she's a visionary. So
yes.
that winds up 72, warrior with a dual purpose.
Ah, love that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Nice. And Esther, she's a good, good soul. She's a lovely soul. Yeah. Yeah. She's good. She's gold.
She's golden.
Yeah.
I have Jennifer and then Nicole. So let's pull two more cards, Cass. So I'm going to pull Jennifer first. Okay. Jennifer. And this is from TikTok, Jennifer. So Jennifer, it's time to move forward, to get ready for positive change. Like there's a shift coming for you too. I think COVID set a lot of people back, but I think it's putting us all in a forward motion for positive change, and good things are finally coming. So you may have felt like you've been in a stuck place or in a place of bad luck or whatever, but I just want you to know that's all shifting. That's all changing. And it's time to push forward and move forward and get ready. Good, ready. Good stuff's coming. I need you to believe it, right? So you can raise your vibration so that you can attract it all. Okay. So good things moving forward. What you got for Jennifer?
I have my Ruby card, which if you look at it, it's straight gold.
Straight gold. Good
straight
question.
Gold.
You're coming.
Straight gold surrounding the heart.
Surrounding the heart. There you go. Yes.
So, simple. Yeah, definitely, you know, you got some good things coming your way. Just
Yay.
Keep shining your light.
Keep shining. Keep shining. And then Nicole. Nicole, I got the dragon card. So anytime I get the dragon card, I ask you to go Google spiritual meaning of the dragon just to see if that's an animal totem for you and if there's a message just with the dragon itself. But the card that I got was discover your own courage. So look within and discover your own courage. You're a powerful, powerful woman. You just sometimes don't believe it. So I need you to start working on that, working on your confidence, working on believing your power. You're time to invite the magic in. You have got good fortune coming your way. So a lot of positive stuff. What yes. you got, Cass?
I have the Amber card, and it's another quite gold card. But this card also is just taking that deep breath.
Like that.
Things will work out. It'll all be okay. As even like, cause I know that taking those steps to move forward, it's kind of like, there are times where you just kind of have to be like, all right, however this goes, it goes. And it's already working in your favor. So just take that deep breath and move with it.
Love it. So I think we're at the part of the show. I think we should do a collective. So I pulled the card for the collective, just like for everybody who we didn't get to. Everybody who's listening that was too afraid to ask for anything, you know, we have all of that. So I use my deck. So I have my own deck, Messages from Above. And I pulled from there just to give a message, you know, just to everyone. And the card I got was actually gratitude. What you have is enough. Find something to be grateful for. So I think sitting in a place of gratitude, just I'm a big believer, mind, body, soul. That's what I teach, right? You have to work on all three to come into alignment. So sitting in the place of gratitude not only helps your mindset, but your soul. So find the things every day to be grateful for. And if my students know, I make them journal every day and I make them find 5 things to be grateful for every day and 5 things to love about yourself every day, right? It just sets you on the path of a good day and being in a place of gratitude and being in a place of self-love. So I'm going to encourage all of you all to do that. When you wake up in the morning, just be grateful, at least 5 things that you're grateful for. Water, air, whatever it is, just find the gratitude. It sets you in motion for the rest of the day and to be in a place of presence and gratefulness. Okay, there you go.
Absolutely. And I got aquamarine, and it's for divine life purpose. Trust the signs and your inner guidance, which are leading you to fulfillment, which I think plays right along with that. Carol, any last words? For viewers?
Just like it's the greatest time to move forward. It's been a reset. It's an evolutionary reset. The universe is behind all of us. It has our back. We have angels around us. Angels, by the way, need to be asked. They don't interrupt with destiny except your guardian angels. But if you have others, you need help from others, ask and then go inside and look and get, you'll have your answer. It will. It'll work. But there are a lot of, actually, we have a lot of extragalactic help. There are a lot of people pushing for us to get us more into the light. So let's just be as good as we can be and as full as we can be and be as kind as we can. You know, I like practical woo-woo. Like I said, if we have one concept that's spiritual, let's see how we can apply it in the world. You know,
absolutely.
Let's just, yeah, just try and smile at somebody, you know? Yeah.
So as we're closing, Carol, why don't you tell people how they can come find you?
Okay. You can find me at caroldino.com, Carol Dino author, Soul Star Academy. I'm on Instagram. I'm all over the place. You'll find me. caroldino.com has all kinds of stuff. And we have stuff. Just write to us. Tell us what you want.
Tell us what you want.
Tracy, thank you, thank you, thank you. It was an absolute pleasure. Cassie, thank you, thank you. Don't you love a world that's full of people like us?
Yeah. I mean, that's
great. I mean, really. See, instead of the news, they can watch
instead us. Instead of the news, you have us. We'll teach you.
You have us. Exactly. All right. So, before we close, Tracy, you want to tell people how they can get a hold of you?
Yeah. So I am the Red Couch Medium on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. You can book on my website, on my Facebook page, on my Instagram page. My booking link is everywhere. On TikTok, it's on the bio page. It'll say book me. So people were asking how long is my wait. I'm finally caught up. So get me before July 10th when I go on vacation, because then I'm going back to Belize. But right now I'm open up next week. So if you need a reading, just go ahead and go book. There you go. Cassie, how they find you?
All right. I'm also doing all the graphics for the show, so bear with me. Okay, so I'm on Stargazers Unite on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. You can find me, same username, Stargazers Unite, stargazersunite.com. Also, if you would like to view any of our other shows for Metaphysical Happy Hour, you can actually go to metaphysicalhappyhour.com. We are on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, all other podcasting platforms. So you can also listen, download the show, listen to it. We are on every second and fourth Wednesday of the month.
Yay!
All right.
So with that, we close. Yeah. We'll see you guys next time. Next time. Thanks. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
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 Good people now, good people now.